How's it going, brother?
I'm good, I'm good. What are you up to at the moment? Where are you?
I'm not going to lie. I've just been rolled out of bed. I'm in Paris. It's early here, man. It's early. I don't know what time it is there, but it's early here.
It's sort of, we're just an early afternoon at the moment, so you're very early in Paris. Good for you for getting out of bed.
Yeah, mate. No danger, mate. No, for you boys, I'm there.
What's going on in Paris?
Well, tonight is our first show. Like the circus starts this evening and then carries on. Well, I've just had a little side glance at the diary, and it's enough to scare Arnold Schwarzenegger, mate. It's pretty scary stuff.
Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't just about to release another record. You guys are. How are you feeling about 48-13?
I feel like I've been training for 10 years, you know, for this. You know what I mean? I feel like everything I've learned, managed to distill the sound, you know. It's very direct. I produced it this time. Well, I produced all the other records with help, but this time solely on my own. And I feel like it sort of encapsulates the three biggest loves of my life, electronic music, hip-hop, and late 60s rock and roll. And I think I've managed to create a sort of... I mean, you've heard all these things before, but I've just rearranged them in different order, and it feels like a new language somehow.
I saw you say that you've started to strip layers away rather than to keep adding. So this is going to be like a sparse, raw sort of album?
Yeah, it's just really direct. I mean, the electronics are sort of laid bare. Like they were always kind of this sort of ambient sort of vibe, as this time they're just there. You know, there's only two or three things going on in the speakers at any time, which makes it sound futuristic punk, you know. It's great.
Well, we did play the very first song. Is it just Ease Air? That's how you're going to pronounce it, Ease Air?
Ease Air, yeah. Trying to immortalise the Leicester language, you know. I read somewhere that it was on its way out, so I thought, oh, what a great way, because, you know, Ease Air, just sort of get the world speaking like they're from Leicester, you know what I mean?
That's right, do it for Leicester, that's rad.
Well, you know, proud of where I'm from, you know, especially at this point, most... you know, rock stars, if you could call me that, would have way ditched their hometown by now and be living in LA or you know, or New York, and, you know, in a leather jacket, you know, and all that nonsense. But we never went in for that, and we just doing what we do. I mean, Easy's a proper fun tune, you know. It's an interest. It's a rant as well, you know.
It is a rant.
The wrong men, you know, the wrong men do have the power, and it is turning my milk sour, you know.
And every day is brutal when you're being watched by Google.
Exactly, exactly.
When we played it the first time, Ari and Sydney texted in, what a jam, definitely pulled some moves in the car to this one. Kate was swapping her chai latte for a delicious cup of Kasabian. And this text, I think this encapsulates it beautifully, Serge. Oh, shit, yeah. Sounds like I charged all my kernels off, smashed them up into a puree, and then had the Kasabian lead guitarist feed them to me like a mother bird.
What? That's going on the single cover, mate. That's so good. Whatever that is, if you're not a writer, do it now, today. Ditch your job. Throw it in the bin. Go and get it. Go and start writing. That's beautiful.
Well, you are a writer, and you have written this song with your friends in Kasabian. I'm going to play it right now. This is Ease Air in the Leicester Tongue by Kasabian off 48-13. Sergio is on the line. We've got some big news after this as well on Triple J. On Triple J, that is Ease Air, the very first taste of the brand new record from Kasabian. It's going to be called 48-13, and I've got Sergio on the line right now. It's your fifth record. That is very exciting for you guys indeed.
Yeah. I mean, we had no idea we'd get past the first hurdle. You know what I mean? We made that first record, and you have no clue on, you know, what's about to happen to your first album. You go insane, you know. You just do it, you know, everything, you know. You sort of live the dream beyond this, you know, beyond anything. And you just don't even think about getting to a second record. So to have made it to five, you know, is pretty incredible.
Now, with that song, I did read a few months ago you were going to have some lines in the song about the horse meat scandal in the UK. What happened to that?
Well, it's funny because, stupidly, I played a demo to a journalist, and he decided, oh, you know what I'll do? I'll print the words. And I'm like, and they printed it all wrong. But what was funny is, by the time that piece came out, the song had completely changed, you know, because I, you know, God, if people are going to stop printing my demo lyrics, I've got some corkers, you know what I mean? I mean, if you want to go there. So I was reading all this stuff about, you know,
horsemeat.
A protest song about horsemeat. I'm like, firstly, as if I'm going to write a protest song about horsemeat. Secondly, like, that doesn't even exist anymore. So when that comes out, journalists who enjoyed digging into it so hard, it's just going to look like such a dick.
Because no one even remember the scandal. Good.
So a social comment about horsemen a year later. You must be insane. But anyway, the lyric got kicked into touch anyway, which is, you know, whatever those things. But it did show up bad journalism, and like it did show up people's sort of preconceptions of our band and them just jumping on something they'd not even heard, which was... For me, as an artist, was like, wow, that's weird, man. That's weird.
Oh, I'm glad I could further that bad journalism by asking Serge from Kasabian about it just then. Now, you guys were most recently in Australia. I think it was the big day out in 2012. And we can announce right now, you guys are going to be back in Australia this August for 5 fairly massive shows, kicking off in Perth at Metro City, then Adelaide at the Theberton Theatre, Festival Hall in Melbourne, Horden Pavilion in Sydney, and Eaton's Hill in Brisbane on the 12th of August, finishing up. You must be excited to get out on the road. You're playing your first gig in Paris tonight and making it to Australia in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, can't wait. I mean, we've had such an incredible time in Australia, you know. I mean, sort of starting with a big day out and then doing our own shows. Mm-hmm. And the spirit is very similar to that of the gigs back home, you know. There's an incredible amount of love, and I think within the spirit of the band and with the spirit of the live show, people of Australia never fail to just blow your mind, because they're just in from the first note, you know. And it's a huge party, but it's a huge sort of community sort of get-together, you know, like a spiritual evening, you know. I mean, especially just wait to what we've got, the treats we've got for you on this record as well, live. Honestly, you're never going to want to go and see anyone else ever again. Promise.
I imagine we're going to be hearing, I grabbed this off your YouTube channel, a little bit of this.
Get everybody go!
Oh, Sergio, your lungs are amazing there.
Yes, mate. Well, you know what? That song's called Bumblebee. You know, along with the sort of musicality of everything being direct, the lyrics are as well. And this song is about the crowd, you know, the fans. And exactly what I just spoke about, that moment where you're both in it together, and where you can reach is beyond anything you can do on your own. And that song is as direct as saying there's a drop on that bit, like... ridiculous drop, and I'm just going, everybody go, and it's like, right, let's make sure this mosh pit gets seen from outer space.
Wow. Well, it is track number 2, I guess, the first proper track on the album, according to the track listing that we've seen of 4813, and we'll definitely hear it when you guys get to Australia. Sergio, thank you so much for chatting to Triple J today. I will talk to you soon. We'll see you. Come into Triple J when you're here in August, and we'll say good day.
Mate, I'm there.
See you later, man. Have an excellent day in
Paris. Take care, bro. See you, man. Bye, mate.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.